Can hardwood be too dry for cooking? Here are the misnomers. Wet equals smolder, wet equals smoke, dry equals fast cook. Let's make one thing perfectly clear. All wood, whether hardwood or softwood, contains water. As a comparative, when wood is dried to approximately 20% moisture content, that's MC, it weighs 40 to 50% less than undried wood. This is the direct reason why the National Conference on Weights and Measures Uniform Regulation for the Method of Sale of Commodities does not allow for the sale of wood products by weight. It wouldn't be a level playing field for those of us selling this commodity. So, we know that wood has too much water when a tree is first cut down, and obviously will need to dry some degree before being used for cooking. Why, you ask? Without reducing the water in the wood, when burned, combusted, the wood will produce an acrid aroma and smoke vapor, which in turn will produce off flavors, colors, and textures when foods cooked over wet woods are consumed. You might ask, does it matter how the wood is dried? Absolutely. There are various ways wood products can be dried, with the decision on a drying process usually dictated by what the wood will be used for. Just because you purchase a wood chunk bag or other product for cooking doesn't mean it started out for that intended purpose. Often the wood is used first for a primary business, like furniture manufacture, hardwood flooring, or cabinet making. It's only the waste wood left over that is repurposed for cooking use with a focus on barbecue. Let's examine the most likely methods of drying woods for this scenario. Kiln drying. Lumber or other wood items that have been dried in a closed chamber in which the temperature and relative humidity of the circulated air can be controlled. There are three types of kiln drying methods: low temperature drying, which is below 130 degrees Fahrenheit, conventional electric dehumidification drying, and conventional steam heated drying, which have temperatures up to 180 degrees Fahrenheit. Of the three, the conventional steam heated drying system is preferred due to its computerized programming, but the high cost of this system makes it less attractive to most businesses. Air dried. The process of drying even green lumber or other wood products by exposure to prevailing natural atmospheric conditions outdoors or in an unheated shed. There are three dominant air drying methods: open yard, shed, and forced air shed. The first is not held in high regard as the wood is exposed to all the elements, making it the longest method of depleting moisture content. The second, similar to the first, has the addition of a roof covering to maintain a precipitation-free environment. The third option is most used, although the use of electric fans increase the cost from the other two options. It produces quicker results, meaning products can be sold quicker. Remember, the primary purpose of the wood is not necessarily cooking, so quicker is better to get it to the primary business's production. Warehouse pre-drying, a very popular method of drying lumber despite higher capital and energy costs. This system can run consistent drying parameters almost 24 hours a day. Now, knowing many wood producers sell their products first under the guise of another business before packaging waste wood for cooking, you need to understand where the moisture content needs to be in order to work for the furniture making, floor manufacture, or cabinet business. These are items that require lower moisture content, and that level across the United States and Canada has an average between 4 and 13% moisture content. Can you imagine putting a piece of wood on a grill's diffuser or on hot coals when it only has a moisture content of 4%? What do you think will happen to such a dry piece of wood? Poof, it's gone. Smokinlicious developed a method of decreasing moisture content in our hardwoods using a controlled heat method with a rehydration parameter. Our sole primary business is wood-fired cooking woods. That's it. We have no reason to reach for moisture contents in the single digits, or for cooking purposes, you would never want this. The ideal moisture content for cooking is in the 20% range. This is dependent on wood species, however. We always provide you with a moisture content of the hardwoods you purchase from us, so you can be educated about the conditions of the wood for the type of wood-fired cooking you want to do. That's just one of the reasons why Smokinlicious is a superior product for superior outcome in wood-fired cooking.